every single bit of work we done.
So then tell us about then you progressed to Liverpool. Tell us about that, how that came about, and then your role there.
Yeah, so I left Everton. I'd been there for a long time. So when I was Everton, I'd been there a long time. And as you know, it's probably down to my own accountability, if I'm being honest, where I probably lost a little bit of fire in my stomach. I think I knew I needed a new challenge to get me going again. And I made a decision then when I was around it to obviously leave Everton within the summer, around June time it was, and an opportunity come up at Liverpool. I spoke to Neil Redfern, who wanted me to come on board, give me the opportunity to work with their under-21s girls academy side, which was me probably a way of leading some for myself and having that exposure as a coach, but also going into something and trying to get that fire and love back for in my stomach, because I lost it a little bit because I'd been doing the same thing and I was kind of in cruise control. And then that opportunity come up, and it was unbelievable working with youth international players, 16, 17, 18, 19, whether that was England, Wales, a mixture of different nationalities. And what happened then, the women's game had just progressed at that level, and they just started, obviously, a women's under-21s academy league. But I come into the role so quite late. So I didn't come into the role till the start of September. And they hadn't had the pre-season, these players. So I hadn't met any of the players, obviously, because we have to go through all the required checks, DBS, etc. So after all that was in place, I come into the role in the start of September. The players hadn't had the pre-season. I think they trained for probably a week before I come in. So it was a learning curve for me, because I was coming to an environment with not knowing any player, but having to start a season, making sure that we could be competitive in the league, because I had high expectations and standards myself, and that I wanted to help these players grow and develop, but I wanted to help them achieve and understand what winning was, understanding what it was like to be successful, to help them move on towards, obviously, first team football, which was my job, to make them progress. So, yeah, that was the next challenge at Liverpool, which was...
What was the main differences between Everton and Liverpool and that, and the females set up?
So the differences are... At Everton had always had a relatively strong youth setup and have been known for that all. In terms of, from a women's perspective, in terms of the players they've developed, Nikita Paris, Alex Greenwood, you can go through a list of names, Michelle Hinnigan. These are all players who've played at a real, real good level. They had a real good, strong infrastructure, Everton, from years back. So what we always knew you were going to produce players, and Everton was known for women's football. Liverpool were known for the women's side of the game, but didn't really have a strong setup until Matt Beard come in, and obviously the Super League come live, and that started to take off. They started to really make a name for themselves. But the only difference, I'd say, was when I come into Liverpool, it was very welcome at the club, as was Everton. So I've got no bad thing to say about Everton or Liverpool. In terms of the differences, was I come in, I was able to lead something. I was given every bit of support. I was given that freedom to lead the group. That I wanted.
Was there any difference in the playing philosophy, for example?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. In terms of the playing philosophy, that was what everyone wants to do now, is play out from the back and be confident and be brave to do so and retain the ball and have a possession based game, which we did. It was more about dominating the ball, and if we didn't have the ball, we had to get it back as quick as we could. Whereas Everton was more around, yeah, we want to be brave and play. We then want to high press if we can high press. If we can't, we'll sit in a real good organised shape and we'll win the ball back when we can, if possible, but we're not broken down easily. Whereas at Liverpool, it was, can we go and be aggressive on the front foot and win the ball back at all costs?
And tell us about that then, in terms of then translating that to the pitch, the training pitch and for the match. Was there any challenges in terms of that, and, you know, introduce or, like, you know, coaching that new philosophy, that different?
Yeah, and I've always... It was going to be difficult, because I'd always had a mindset for years before that at Everton, where we had a really good, clear organisational structure, if that's with or without the ball. Coming to Liverpool, I always, my own in terms of coaching philosophy and my personal philosophy anyway, was about being a ball-based team, being dominant with the ball. So I already felt comfortable at delivering that, so I didn't feel it was a challenge. It was more around... if he wanted to go and be aggressive on the front foot, I had to get the players. And you, as you know, you've got to have the personnel to go and perform in terms of elite environments. You've got to have the personnel to be able to drive that philosophy and the playing style with slight adjustments to make, obviously, it work for the team. But I wouldn't say there was many challenges in terms of me delivering it, because I was confident enough to know what I need to do and when I need to do it and how I've done it. It was more getting the players to buy in a short space of time that I had to work with them, because I'd only met them for the first session and then we were playing 2 days later. So it was trying to get them to buy into a possession-based game, which they already knew at that club, but then get them to buy into maybe slight differences in terms of the way I'd want things doing, whether that's on the pitch or off it, with or without the ball.
I suppose that's the challenge as well. You know, if you're trying to, Liverpool's famous now for that high pressing game and trying to encourage that. I suppose, like you said, you need the players to be able to do it physically. And also, you know, if you haven't met a pre-season, how challenging was that?
Oh, that was, don't get me wrong, that was tough. Coming in, obviously, I think, even being honest, between September and Christmas time was probably the pre-season, because we were training 3 days a week.